anniversary of the program. It is a live Halloween edition of the show. What does that mean? Well, we're doing a show.
I wish we would talk about Halloween.
I know. I should have started the show with it, but I figured, oh, it's Halloween. We don't usually get very many calls on Halloween, so we'll have plenty of time later. And, well, we're getting lots of calls this Halloween. So if we don't get to it, we can talk about Hell House tomorrow night if necessary. But still a full hour to go, and hopefully we will have a chance to get to some of our Halloween prep. But this is the show about your calls, and we will go back to the phones here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue, let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm just going to... You want a spooky Halloween? How about we ask the people, what are they going to do when the rise of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about comes crashing down around us?
When you say crashing down, what do you mean? What's going to happen?
I mean, it's so much oppression and depression and suppression from the outside. We have a hard time dealing with life, and our anxieties keep killing us, you know, to keep trying, to keep wanting to do the best thing for the people. But how hard is it when they make so many piles of laws that, you know, weigh 374 pounds or so? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, 500,000 words. 1.5 million words. How do we have time to catch up with this sort
of thing? There's no way. There's no way. I mean, they don't even read the laws they pass. They don't read them. How can they expect any of us to read them? It's absolutely absurd. And I would argue that it's already crashing down. It's just that no one has figured it out yet. I mean, you can see it in the fall of the dollar. You can see it in the fall of the housing market. You can see it all over the place.
When they come through rolling in with tanks to take your guns, to ask for, hey, you got any food and all this supplies? Oh, you must be, you know, warned about this stuff. You must be maybe informed. What are you going to do then? What are they going to do then? They're going to have a real happy Halloween when they figure out that, oh, it has been a lot of rules and regulations they haven't had enough time to read and go back through, because we haven't had enough time to catch up to it because they're so busy with it. There's so many different, you know, ways that they come about bringing it around down around us.
Well, we know that the government continues to increase their presence in our lives and the money that they take from us. And, you know, they're certainly, I mean, physically, as far as surrounding us, they have the ability now to use the military for policing actions in America. And it has even been suggested that since the military is so spread throughout the world and not necessarily here in America, that if indeed it comes time to use the military for some sort of policing action, whether it be cleaning up after a hurricane or whatever the disaster is.
How about more executive orders than all the other presidents combined?
That I don't know. That may be or may not be true, but either way, executive
all you
orders
have to
are
do
kind
is
of
read.
Bad news. Thank you for the call. We appreciate
Thank
hearing
you,
from you. But my point here is this was speculated on the Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com the other day. And the idea is that, well, okay, so we now know that the military can be used for policing purposes in America. It essentially, George Bush has paved the way for a military police state right here in America. It's true. The Military Commissions Act, the Defense Authorization Act, 2006 and 2007, it's all there. They've essentially abolished the Posse Comitatus Act of the late 1800s, which prohibited the military's use for policing purposes. Now it's allowed. But what if the military isn't available? What happens if they decide to, say, bring in Blackwater to do that particular job? Well, the military's busy over in Iran and Iraq, so we've got a problem here with these fires in California. We're going to hire Blackwater to come in there and pass out bread and water and whatever, keep people out of the flame
gotta
areas.
Stop polluting.
Yeah, what happens then? And what's the accountability? I mean, there's very little accountability with government bureaucrats, as is. What happens when Blackwater comes in and starts shouting orders?
God, I don't know.
Kind of a scary idea. Just figured I'd throw that one out there. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dale in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Dale, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I know you guys have talked about Lauren a split times, but I'm interested in this phenomenon that's going on, and maybe you addressed this a little bit too, but what's going on between... Well, sort of the separation between the work within the system, FSPers, versus the people like Lauren and Russell and maybe you a little bit and me, who are more interested in acts of civil disobedience and educating people about the nature of government and things
like
that.
Well, now, is there a separation? I don't know.
Well, I didn't think so. I thought of everyone as my allies, you know. I'm like, well, they're doing their thing. I don't know if it'll work or not, but I'm glad to have them, you know. But now there's actually a pretty extensive thread on the board where someone was so upset about Lauren and the image that she's portraying, you know, sort of presumably people are going to jump to conclusions about the FSC because of things like what Lauren's doing, and they're so worried about how it's going to affect their image, you know, because they're part of the FSC too, and they don't believe things as her.
Well, let me ask
you this.
They're
terrified that people are going to get the wrong impression of them because of that.
Let me ask you this. Let's think about, you know, you've met a few people in the FSP, or probably, you know, sort of my side of the aisle from EN, you know, maybe Republicans.
Small government guys.
Want to see, you know, smaller government, want to see lower taxes. They really believe in it, but they're, you know, just kind of small government guys. Do you think that if they see, you know, in the news or something like that, I believe Lauren's gotten four news major news articles out of this.
Major,
something
if you
like that. Yeah,
major
getting a lot of attention.
Yeah. She's gotten some attention over this. Say you're watching the Free State Project. Now, remember, I made a lot of calls for the Free State Project during the first 1,000. I talked to a lot of these people. And there's quite a few of them that are signed up that are sort of on my side of the aisle. When they see news stories like Lauren, what do you think they think?
Well, I hope if they're educated liberty people, then they realize that she's one person and that she's doing her thing. And I would think, I don't know, maybe it's my only thing that I'm pretty involved. And so I read up on the forums. I meet lots of different people. And I know there are a lot of different people in the Free State Project that have different belief systems about government. And so I guess to me it seems logical. I don't jump to conclusions about people because of something like that.
Right? I think that those people you're talking about, Mark, the people that are watching the Free State Project, I think that they need to put the blame where it belongs, and that is on the media for miscommunicating. It's the media.
Some of them do.
It's the media that's making the claim that all free staters support civil disobedience and all free staters are like Lauren Canario, which is obviously not true, and anybody that's paying attention to the Free State Project knows it. So, I mean, I understand. If you know anything about the media, you know they misrepresent. You know they get facts wrong, and you know that they sort of blow things out of proportion. What's
the
big deal?
I was the first one to call in when I saw him say that free staters don't believe they should have to pay taxes or get a driver's license for a registration. Well, that describes me, actually, but I know it doesn't describe all free staters, and I was the first one to call that woman, leave a message on her saying, you need to get in contact with Jason Thorne if you're going to make statements about the Free State Project, because that's just not an accurate statement. But what bothers me so much is that people are getting so upset that they expect us to change our behavior or to, you know, quiet down and calm down and do, you know, and just for their image. You know, because someone's gonna prejudge them based on what a few people are doing, and that to me is not a freedom minded person. I mean, in fact today got so upset that in order to convince people that we're actually causing less people to sign up, they made the claim that they put in like a whole bunch of fake email addresses for the first 1,000. So they actually admitted to being fraudulent, like
We went over the first 1,000 with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah. He's been caught in a lie, but he was so desperate. I mean,
that's a lie.
They found those and got rid of them, and he got caught in it, and that's how desperate he is to try and he's like, it's like this, it's almost a temper tantrum to get people to change their behavior because they're so worried about how it's going to affect their image, you know?
What I think is interesting about the claim that you just made a few minutes ago, you said something about how people say that the Free State, people aren't signing up for the Free State Project because of these five individuals in New Hampshire who are doing that. And that's silly. The Free State Project, the numbers have been stagnant for 2 years now. I
don't think
it's all because of Russell Canning.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's entirely silly.
It is silly.
No, the numbers are not much higher than 2 years ago when I found out about the Free State Project, and none of them were here doing anything yet.
The root of the problem is that the Free State Project has taken longer than it could have or should have or whatever.
I think it's because it's too bureaucratic, personally.
And the way
it's run.
I know that there's definitely ways that you know, it could have been run differently and all that other stuff. I don't think that this, you know, that the Russells and the Laurens are going to ruin the Free State Project or anything like that. I do think that that some of the civil disobedience stuff that gets all the press, unlike the vast majority of Free State Project members that are here, I do think that that turns off some people that are likely already signed up.
You know what, Dale, hang on. Well, let's keep talking about this because it's an important issue. We're on the air every night talking about the Free State Project. We ask people to come and join up, and maybe I want to hear from you as well. Do you agree? Are these civil disobedience people ruining it?
formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 31st, 2007. Gold, 786. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $809.88, $399.20 for half, $199.60 for quarter. That's $809.88, $399.20, $199.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's
800-686-2237. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Stick it. The AI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both completely free, freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the Free State Project. We mention it every single night on this show. Number one, because we're members and we have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project as some early movers. But number two, because they are a sponsor of the show. And three, we just like to promote the Free State Project because we think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving Americans and people from around the world, people that love liberty, move them all to the same place so they can be activists for liberty. Now, what being an activist means, well, is different depending on who you're talking to. There can be activists that are very visible, people that are very publicly known, like Mark and myself, for instance, do a radio show.
I want to go very publicly.
There can be people, you have your own TV show. And so there can be the visible style activists, there can be the behind the scenes activists, the people that are putting together the websites, the people that are folding envelopes, and I do that sort of stuff too. Julia and I have cut up a whole bunch of brochures and we've been walking around delivering them to houses for her political campaign here. And that's the other thing, there's different brands of activism. There's political activism, the people that work within the system to try to change the system from within. Then there's also the civil disobedience crowd, the people that their goal is to show how the state is inherently a violent organization, as we were talking about earlier in the show, by breaking some silly laws and having the state come down hard on them, like Gandhi did, essentially, this sort of nonviolent resistance. It's a nonviolent movement mm-hmm. on both sides, the political and the civil disobedience side. But Dale is on the line with us on the Amplifier line, and Dale, you're calling tonight because you're concerned about some of the controversy that's erupted recently, specifically on the Free Talk Live BBS and in other forums as well, over the nature of some of the activists that have moved as early movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and how upset some people are getting. Some people, they really don't like the civil disobedience crowd, and they want to try to distance themselves from them as much as possible. And that's fine. You can do that.
Yeah, I agree. It's totally fine. I think what bothers me is that we are in many ways being held responsible. It's like it's our responsibility to distance ourselves from them when it's like, you know, to me it's like they're almost whining because we are getting a lot of attention, which is
sure.
the point. You know, and I say we because I support those people. I support Lauren 100%.
Me too.
I am absolutely in the same part with her, and I don't have the courage to do what she's doing right now, so I am doing whatever I can bring attention to what she's doing. If it doesn't get any attention, there's no point.
Right.
Like you said, she's already gotten four articles or so written about her. There's a lot of buzz. People are talking about it. Some people don't get it, but some do. You know, maybe even if a majority of people don't get it, they're still talking about it, and they're thinking about things that they never thought about before.
Absolutely.
And it's not about driver's license and registration. It's about something going deeper. Like you said, it's a silly little thing, but look what's happening because of it. But they have to bend over backwards to protect their image of authority. You know, that image of authority is so fragile, and she is challenging that. And that's why they're coming down on her so hard.
By the way, a lot of this is, it really should be attributed to forum drama more so than anything else. I don't know if there really is an overarching discussion going on outside of internet forums. But either way, the point of these critics is the point of the critics is, well, these civil disobedience people, they're scaring off good small government folk. They're scaring off the minarchists, the people that want to work within the system. I don't know if that is or isn't true, but even if it is true, it's sort of like when people critique me for doing something on the show or bringing up a topic. I didn't like that topic. It was boring. Well, okay, I got an email from somebody else that said they loved it. So what do you want me to do? We can't make everybody happy. So even if there are some people that have dropped out of the Free State Project because of Lauren Canario and the other civil disobedience activists, there are probably an equal number of people that have signed up as a result. And we know that these people are excited about it. They've called our show and said, man, thank you so much for talking about the civil disobedience. That's what's exciting me. It's not the fact that people are going and getting elected. Okay, great. That's fine. Go and do that. But the fact that people are actually disobeying and just saying no to government, that's exciting people out there. So either way, I think it's probably a wash. Whatever happens, I think that there's probably nothing negligibly changing about the numbers of people signing up for this movement.
You know, the contrary point to what Ian, not the contrary point, but at a supporting point to what Ian's saying is, you know, the small government people need to step up.
Step up.
And they need to show some stuff.
That was what I was going to end with, is that, you know, they're trying to put the responsibility on us to distance ourselves from them. I'd like to see, you know, again, I think we've had a lot of success. I think what they need to do is they need to prove themselves and do something visible within the system, get some success, and clearly separate, you know, create their own image.
Now,
that
I think
they've
been doing
for themselves.
Now, I think that they have been doing that. The ones that are here in New Hampshire, there have been elections. People have won offices here in New Hampshire that have moved as part of the Free State Project. I think we need to divide the small government camp into two groups. There are those who have made the move and are putting it on the line and are doing things and creating ideas and creating groups and concepts and running elections and that sort of thing. There are those who are the doers, and then there are those who are the critics on the internet forums. I think that's what we're talking about here.
Maybe they're just not vocal enough or not loud enough or not getting enough attention about it. But you're right. They are getting some successes, and they think it's just an issue of promoting it well and, you know, creating the image for themselves that they want.
And it's the system. So success in the system takes time. You know, they have to build the networks. They have to build the structure in order to run these candidates for office and then win. It takes 2 years. You have to be here in New Hampshire, living here for 2 years before you can run as a representative. Most of the early movers haven't quite qualified for that. So I think we're going to see more action in 2008, and even more in 2010. So the people in the system are going to have some success. And they already have. They'll have more. It's just that it's going to take them more time to build that up. And I think that most people understand there's different aspects to this movement. And if they don't get it and they want to be upset and huffy about it, that's fine. You can go ahead and complain on the internet forums all you want. Here in New Hampshire, we'll be on the ground doing the real activism, whether it be civil disobedience or whether it be in the system. We're the ones doing the work. All you guys are a bunch of critics. Thanks for the call, Dale. We appreciate it. Great points. 800-259-9231. Anybody with access to the internet is instantly a critic. Whoop-de-flippin-doo.
You know, you and I, we sort of embody some of these different different attitudes amongst the people in the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
You take the no government civil disobedience line, and I take the small government work within the system line.
I'd like to say at the same point in time that Ian has been a humongous help on my campaign, so he does help in the political realm.
Sure,
realm.
He does that, but his heart lies in the civil disobedience.
I'm jaded towards politics. Jaded.
So but, am I.
You know, we both do things. You got you've gone out and done some civil disobedience stuff. I'm sure you can probably
do civil disobedience. I just videotape it.
Okay, well you go there to these protests and that kind of thing, and I've seen you out doing outreaches and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, and I worked very hard on getting the first 1,000 project to work. You know, we different Free Staters are going to work in different ways, and I think that we'll all come to the right place. And if we leave this alone, don't let it divide us, then we'll be better off.
I don't think we are letting it divide us. I think what this is a bunch of critics out there in the internet land saying, well, I was going to come to New Hampshire, but now I'm scared off by all these civil disobedience.
I think it's somebody who's frustrated. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, they need to get over it. Either get here and do something, or sit there and keep complaining. Those are their choices. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live, your show, you bring up what's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features include, by the way, the updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know, first to be on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's up?
Well, I was, handing out candy to all the neighborhood kids, and, of course, a group of teenagers came by, as Marcus had that issue, and, of course, they were dressed in full costume as high school students.
They were full costumes? Like, these were good costumes?
No.
No, high school students.
They were full costumes as high school students.
As high school students, exactly. You know, it's kind of like, back when we were in college, some of my friends and I, who were all black, of course, said that we go out in our regular clothes dressed as black street thugs. And it was the same kind of idea. I mean, it's like, there was no thought whatsoever. So, and, of course, that does make me feel kind of down, kind of like Mark. I guess if I was just doing the thing and didn't really care, it really wouldn't bother me. But definitely, you know, if you go into the effort to actually buy all this candy and stuff, you want to, you know, see the kids, you know, kind of lit up faces type stuff. Where, you know,
sure,
you got these sort of jaded teenagers. All right, come on, give me the candy, that kind of thing.
Right.
It reminds me, actually, it sort of relates to one of the things when on Saturday show when you guys were talking about the girls dressed kind of sluttily and stuff, and one of the callers brought up a comedian's act talking about wearing a whore's uniform. That was actually Dave Chappelle. I remember that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, in my mind, when you start dealing with someone who is obviously to take care of themselves and, you know, they look like they have some sort of sound mind, going and asking someone for free stuff that doesn't necessarily make you a loser, but it's loser-ish.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the big thing for me. Well, it's like, it's just... You know, find something else to do.
It seems to me that when you know somebody gets dressed up, they've invested in the holiday of Halloween, mm-hmm. and then I've bought the candy and I've done a little decorating. I've invested in the holiday of Halloween.
Right.
You know, we can get together and share and you know whatever in the holiday of Halloween. Now, when I invest in candy and decorations at my house and they don't invest anything, but they say, hey, you know, today's a good day to walk around and ask for candy. You know, they're just a bum.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of feeling again. It's like, and, you know, I think that, I mean, no one really likes to be around someone who gives off the whiff of failure. And asking people for stuff just out of the blue, it gives you that aroma.
Yes.
Well, no one except other people like that, which is why they travel in packs.
Yeah, so that was kind of my thought about it, but yeah, we only had one raving pack of teenagers, though. There were only four.
What so. Did you turn them away? How did you deal with them?
I mean, we had a surplus.
You
know, what else are you going to do?
Appeasement. So. That's appeasement, yeah, sir.
But you don't want them to do something to your house.
Right.
I mean,
that's why you appease them.
One piece of candy.
And really, it's the teenagers that aren't doing a very good job of dressing up. Those are the ones that got the holiday rolling with the candy anyway. They did the whole extortion tactic in the beginning. It's like, you know, you give us candy or we're going to toilet paper your house and soap your windows or whatever it is that they're going to do. So they're the ones that really, they gave Halloween legs. And
yeah.
now we hate them for it, you know.
I don't think anyone ever liked them. Rob, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so Halloween stories. Not a lot of time for them, but these stories are happening all over America, the sex offender stories. I found at least three of them, and there was a whole list of other ones that I didn't even have a chance to even glance at. Here's one example of what's going on. This from News Channel 7, WSPA, apparently, I believe this is, yeah, South Carolina. Sex offenders on probation in Anderson County are spending their Halloween night in a local auditorium. They checked in at 5 p.m. and are required to stay until 10:30 p.m. or risk violation of probation charges. It took place at the Office of Probation and Parole. The director says there are 88 offenders in all, 8 are at work, and there are 6 who are handicapped and can't come to the auditorium. In those cases, the authorities are going to them. The probation office is working. Those sex offenders that are on probation can't have any decorations. They cannot give out candy, nor are they even allowed to have a light on in their house. In fact, in other articles, it points out that you cannot be seen as possibly being home. If you are seen as possibly being home on Halloween evening as a sex offender, you will be rearrested.
Now, this
VOP.
This has a sort of an air of legitimacy around it, like, oh, sex offenders, kids.
Kids safe.
You
right?
know, whatever. Then that kind of makes some sense, but then you got to break it down. Most sex offenders had nothing to do with children
now,
at all.
Now, most of them are being targeted as children crimes, okay? The ones that sheriffs are checking out,
okay.
The houses they're checking out are offenses.
Well, different places have different rules, and,
right.
You know, it's certainly not across the board, you know, fair. And
well, they only have so many sheriffs, so it's likely they're going to focus on that pretty much everywhere.
But at the same time, doesn't this say that, first off, your kids, they're going to a door. If your kids aren't old enough to know, you know, don't walk into a stranger's house or whatever,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't you be standing on the sidewalk at least looking at that door?
Yeah, you should at least be with them, yes.
So, once again, the state has taken over the role of parenting your child for you. Because maybe there are out there parents that don't walk around with their kids.
My mom walked around with me forever, and I was embarrassed.
Right.
I mean, to the point where I did not want to be around her.
You know, my parents went with me every time I went trick or treating,
mm-hmm.
or they went, or at least there was an adult with me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that at some point, you know, kids go without, but you know they're probably.
My mom wouldn't
10,
let
11,
me go.
12.
Yeah, when I was able to go on my own, I had to go in a huge group of kids and that
sure.
sort of thing.
And you know, it's I don't know. It seems like the government wants to parent for you here, and I don't really understand.
Yeah, that's the most disturbing part to me of this story. Let me continue with a little bit more information. Again, this is going on across America. This has to be what's going on in South Carolina. The sheriff said they're using Halloween to check in on about 100 sex offenders who've committed crimes against children to make sure they live where they say they do and aren't using the holiday to lure in children. The sheriff says they've never had a report of a child being assaulted on Halloween, but he wants offenders to know they'll be watched. He says, we're trying to be proactive. We're just trying to make sure it's one of the things we can do to try and ensure the safety of these children that are out there tonight. The sheriff says seven teams will be going to sex offenders' homes while other groups will be watching out for children trick-or-treating. And no offenders on probation will be leaving the auditorium until 10:30. Sex offenders on probation or parole...
That's a mighty late trick-or-treating, 10:30.
They are under curfew on Halloween. The law states they must steer clear of children, stay in their homes with the lights off, and not hand out candy.
Now, secondly, to me, this is... ex post facto,
mm-hmm.
If one was sentenced for a sex crime, one was sentenced to whatever their punishment was, probation, prison, community service, some combination thereof. They never mentioned anywhere in that sentence that you wouldn't be able to do certain things on Halloween night.
You wouldn't be able to have a party at your house.
That's a punishment, and they can't punish you after the crime.
They are, but to me it's
a violation of people's rights.
Right, and I think that this trend of the government continuing to talk about, we're proactive, we got cops out on the streets, we got cops looking at these sex offenders' houses, don't worry, parents, your kids are safe with the South Carolina Sheriff's Department, or whatever, your local county Sheriff's Department on the job. And it transfers this sort of false sense of security, I think.
As now, if police can really be out there watching every single kid walking
absurd.
Around.
I mean, I was looking outside of my house earlier tonight, and there was all kinds of kids everywhere, but most of them were with parents, so there would not have been an issue. And I don't know how many parents actually look at this and say, oh, okay, well, let's let 4-year-old Johnny walk down the street. But I think it chips away. I think over time, these messages from the police that we're here protecting you, don't worry about sex offenders, we're on the job. Well, no, you should be concerned about sex offenders. Not necessarily the ones that you know about, it's the ones you don't know about. So even if you can identify all the houses on your street that have a sex offender living in them, that doesn't mean the other houses don't have sex offenders that haven't been caught yet. Somebody that wants to touch your kids that's never been in jail, what'll happen then?
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld Spy Finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our smart bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. And it's a great way to get the stuff you need because you're going to do the shopping anyway. The fact is, you have to buy stuff in order to live. So you might as well buy it through Amazon.freetalklive.com. They've even got groceries now. There's 41 categories to shop in. It's the world's largest and probably most reliable retailer, internet retailer. If you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. In fact, I just got the numbers back from August because it trails a couple months because they have to give you enough time to make returns before they cut me a check. And we did almost twice as good in August as we did in July.
Wow.
Just amazing. And I expect that, and this August we did about as good as we did during the Christmas season, during one of the months of the Christmas season last year. So I'm expecting some really good things to come up in November and December. But it's a wonderful program. You get the products you need. Free Talk Live gets a percentage.
Working for us.
It is amazon.freetalklive.com. More Halloween stories, but your phone calls first. Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Going once. Jeremy, going twice. We'll try him back maybe later. So, we're talking about these sex offenders, so-called. And in the case of the Halloween stories, they're targeting the ones that have allegedly done something to children. So, at least they're not going after the guys peeing behind a tree.
Good, consistent sort of thing.
That much is true, but it's kind of disturbing what the conditions are for these guys. These sex offenders, they've gone to jail, they've spent time in prison, now they're out, they're trying to make a better life for themselves. In fact, we've read stories about, I think we've even talked to some of them, we've certainly encountered stories about sex offenders who, something happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now they've got a wife. Now they've got a kid of their own,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a job. They've had a job, held it down for years. They're on the right track. They've obviously turned their lives around. In their case, on Halloween, in almost all of the areas of this country, they will not be allowed to appear as though they're home. From MercuryNews.com, another completely different area of the country, the requirements in this particular area that from the Mercury News. No faux spider webs, no decorations, no candy, no interaction. Sex offenders must stay home and must not show any sign of being there.
You can't even put a bowl of candy out in front of your house and
under,
not...
special Halloween conditions. Sex offender parolees must stay indoors from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Okay, so it's parolees, but still.
Right, well, this one doesn't, and this one doesn't, and it still isn't a condition. I suppose they can make a condition of their probation.
Right.
Yeah, you can make that a condition of the probation.
But
that
still,
is not a violation.
5 a.m., 5 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Who goes trick-or-treating?
The kids are off the streets by 8,
yeah.
9 at the latest.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is just, they're just controlling people's lives because they can. And it gives parents a false sense of security, and I think it's dangerous because your kids aren't safe just because the cops say they're out there checking on the sex offender houses.
Right, and that's absolutely true. The fact is, your kid's is more likely to be touched by somebody who wasn't convicted of a child sex crime than they are of being touched by one that was. And more than likely, if they are going to be touched, they're going to be touched by somebody that they trust, and in more cases than not, that person's also going to be somebody that you trust. So keep an eye on the people that you know and you trust, you know, as much, if not more, than you're worrying about these sex offenders out there luring a group of kids into the house and rounding them up and dropping them in the basement with all for promises of candy or whatever. I mean, it's a crazy Hollywood scenario.
Absolutely is. So let's try one more time with Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Last try for Jeremy. Hello.
Hey. Hey, sorry about right. that, guys. I don't know how we got disconnected, but
it happened.
I don't know. I had one other thing, but to say first, I think Halloween is just another national holiday to teach people how to beg from the government or from their locals or whatever at an early age. That's why I keep my watchdog out. That way none of them little critters come around here.
I don't know if I agree with you. I don't think it teaches people how to beg. It's just a funny thing where kids dress up and ask for candy. It's not begging.
But anyway, I had a legal question on the Free State Society and everything. Was like, I mean, if every person that owns a private piece of property makes the laws on that property, but what if I own a piece of property across from that person that happens to, just a scenario, you know, say that, you know, he happens to own a convenience store and his law is that Johnny needs to be hung. I'm using John because you did on that dude earlier. Anyway.
Okay.
So I'm just saying Johnny because he was all over the
now,
place.
Who's going to be hung for what?
But, you know, say he stole a candy bar or something. I mean, that, because there are
Jeremy, thank you for the call. I'll go ahead and answer it off the air, but because we're short on time. But there may well be very draconian areas where things are punished very severely. There are certainly people that are, you know, law and order types that want to see an arm for an arm, an eye for an eye, and that sort of thing. And in the free marketplace, those people wouldn't be prevented from having those sorts of rules. Of course, they could be prevented in that many people would ostracize. I, for one, would not set foot in a town that had people of that mindset living in it. I would not want to do business with people that were that draconian and controlling. So I think that businesses that are threatening you with imminent death for stealing a pack of cigarettes, I don't know if they're going to be too popular in the marketplace.
Right.
Maybe they would be.
I wouldn't want to go in there and get falsely accused.
Right. And of course, then again, there's the whole factor of, well, in the marketplace where there's market justice being meted out by third-party arbitrators that have to compete on the basis of fairness and honesty in order to get people into their courtroom in the first place, it's not very likely that people are going to want to go to the arbitrators that are going to be handing down death sentences for simple theft. So it's probably an unpopular idea, but I could be wrong. It could turn out that most Americans think that you should have your hand chopped off for stealing a pack of candy from the store, in which case, okay.
Doesn't seem likely.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem likely.
So I got this top 20 list of
I want to hear
most
so
worn costumes here during the holidays during the Halloween season.
Okay, let's do that because
I'm
gonna completely spaced on that
through them. We got about 3 minutes, and the reason that I like to do this list is some parents. I came from a Christian background. I went to a Christian school. And some parents wouldn't let their kids participate in any kind of Halloween activities. Nothing at all.
No fun allowed.
To them, it was a witch's holiday. It was, satanic. And they wouldn't dress up. Okay. All right. Coming in, number one costume.
Wait. Let's go from 20.
You want to go 20 on up?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. There. Starting at 20.
We'll just burn through the 10, and then we'll go slow.
I'll whip up here a little bit. And some of them are precursors to things that are going to come up in the top five.
You got
five.
2 minutes, my friend.
All right. Number 20, Soldier Sailor with 1.4%. And I want you to count these.
Julia,
I want you to count these for satanic type costumes.
Okay.
19. Ghost Ghoul.
Satanic. That could be satanic.
Yeah.
And that's about the same as Soldier Sailor. 18. Cat.
It's certainly a cultish, if not satanic.
Wow. Cat. No,
cats,
you know,
witches.
Black cats.
Yeah, black cats. Bad luck. Iffy. Iffy. I'll give a 0.5% on that.
Maybe over the black cat, and it's likely most of them are. Cheerleader. Absolutely satanic, yes. 16. Vampire, clearly a satanic symbol. Cinderella.
What about male cheerleader? Where are the male cheerleader costumes?
I don't know.
I actually had a friend who was a male cheerleader one year as an adult.
But a real male
fun.
Cheerleader.
Cinderella, 15. Now, this number, 1.7%, is going to get added onto another number because somebody wasn't doing their math right, to my opinion.
Okay.
Number 14, Power Rangers. Which are really like superpowered ninjas. Yeah. Ninjas made the list too.
They're fighting for good. Power
13.
Power Rangers.
Pumpkins.
Pretty neutral.
It's Halloween,
neutral.
But that pretty neutral. Yeah. Jack-o'-lantern. Probably is the same thing. 12. Angels. 2% of the of kids. Angels.
Keep it moving.
11. Pirate. 10. Clown. 9. Ninja. Ninja beat out pirates for the internet people.
Ha-ha.
By 3%. Okay. Batman. Star Wars character, superhero, which of course Batman would fit into that, but obviously he's the big superhero.
Right.
Number 5, best villain of all time, Darth Vader.
Hmm.
Number 4, monster. That's satanic.
Ish. Yeah.
Number 3, Spider-Man, obviously a superhero too. Number 2, witch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, satanic. Number 1, the powerhouse. Every single year, this is the big one for kids. Doubling the witch percentage was 5.2 to 11.8%. The princess.
Boom.
Almost 4 million little girls out there want to get this is their day to dress up like a princess,
yeah.
Pretend they're a princess, ask for
stop
some
it.
Candy, but parents that stop their little girl from dressing up like a princess because this is a satanic holiday.
We got 4.5
to me. You should stop
4.5 out of 20.
Stop your kids from dressing up as a princess because it just is the wrong mentality to be inculcating into your kids. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.